one moment before sunset, before night falls, to remember. To remember things forgotten in the sands of time. Lost generations, great and able civilizations, gods once worshipped, languages spoken, now lost forever. The hearts, once glad, once sad. At sunset, when I am lonely, I remember you all.
Of course, these men worked extremely hard. They realized that mining slate was such a challenging occupation. They wanted to see their own children have a better education and also have better prospects for their own future. Not the slate miners, but rather their children. And so, when the idea was mooted to have a university in North West Wales, these men sacrificed a portion of their salaries every week. The university established in 1884 arose from the sacrifice of slate.
My dad worked at the quarries and died of pneumoconiosis, slate dust, as did 7, 8 members of my family with the same disease. Because there were people working in the quarry when my dad was there and my granddad was there, who shouldn't have been in a quarry at all. They should have been here at Bangor University studying, you know, but they weren't. Actually, there's a saying about the university we're now sitting in. The Welsh language says, Rhoes ei geiniog bryn i godi'r coleg. He gave his halfpenny and a penny to raise the university, and they did. My connection with the quarry is that the one thing that my dad, my granddad didn't want was for me to go there. As I said, it was the first in the village, the small village now, outside the big village of Bethesda, to go to college.
Very important part in Welsh life. Often Wales is regarded as a musical nation. Every village, every town would have its choirs, not just one or two, but several choirs. In the coal mining community in South Wales, there would have been likewise many brass band traditions, as if men who'd worked on the quarry face would find some kind of escapism.
The choir started in the quarry, in the slave quarry, because they had, at one time, about 3,000 men working there. And they were working on different levels. If you could see the quarry, it's a huge hole that, you know, they dug the mountain out, and it goes in galleries and on steps. And nearly every step was huge. So let's say 200 men were working, they would have a choir. About 140 years old, choir. Cofio, un funud fach cyn ilo'r hael i warwel, un funud fwy'n cyn dylo'r hwyr i'w hynt, i gofio am y pethau anghofiedig, a'r goll yn awr yn llwch yr amser gynt. Fel ewyn ton a dyr a dreithau llunig, fel can y gwynt, lle nad oes glist a gliw, mi wn ei bod yn galw'n ofer arno, ein bethau anghofiedig dynolryw. Camp a chelfyddyd y cynhedloedd cynnar, yn eddau bychan, yn eaddau mawr, y chwedlau cain a chwalwyd ers ganrifau, y diwiau nawr neb amdanynt nawr. Y geiriau bach henieithoedd diflanedig, hoiw yngenau dynion oedd ein tŵr, a thrws i'r glis, dymharabl plant bychain, ond tafod neb ni eilw arnynt mwy. O genedlaethau dirifedu deiar, a'i breuddwyd dwyfo a'i dwyfoldeb brau, a erys ond tawelwch i'r calonau, fugynt yn llawenychu a Christau. Mynych ymrig yr hwyr am i yn unig, daw hiraeth am eich nabod chi bob un, a oes a'ch deil o hyd mewn cof a chalon, ein bethau anghofiedig teulu dyn.